The all-new Power FM Brekkie Show with Josh and Maddie.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Josh and Maddie podcast.
Yes, the catch-up of the show that was show one, done and dusted. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Very tired.
Oh, has it hit you that you woke up like 6 hours earlier than normal?
Oh my gosh, you have no idea.
I'm not too bad right now, but I know, give it at like 1 o'clock, I'm going to crash.
Yes, I'm the same. But if we skip lunch, we can finish at one, which is great.
That's my plan. Like, my lunch break is going home to eat lunch. Even though I brought lunch here, which now doesn't make sense in my mind, but anyways.
So you're going home to eat lunch, but not returning, even though you brought lunch here to eat.
Yeah, I don't think I needed to bring lunch in. Because my mind just went, oh, I've got to remember to pack my lunch on the first day and then I don't even need it.
Yeah. Oh, well, this is going to be our entire show in entirety, the best bits, or the best bits being all of it.
Yeah, the whole thing's good. Don't down-talk it, mate.
The whole thing was amazing. Don't down-talk it. We had a few. Is this like a tease? What do we do here? There's a heap of callers.
It's just whatever. It's the podcast.
Great.
It's whatever people want to hear, they'll hear.
It's just whatever.
You know what's the fun bit about this? I can almost swear and probably not get in too much trouble. But I'm not going to because I don't want to test it on my first day.
No, we won't. We won't swear yet.
Yet. Give it a little bit of time and we'll see what happens.
Give it a little bit of time. Okay, guys, enjoy the podcast and we'll see you.
We'll catch you tomorrow morning from 6 on Power FM at Ballarat 1031.
Well done. You're a local already.
You've got to do the voice. I almost said my old station during the show today.
Oh, really?
I had to make sure I had the word Ballarat and power in front of me all the time. I know it's really handy, actually, on the mics because my old station was Magic. Yeah. And so I'd go, power.
Well, you said power, which is good.
I don't think I said Riverland either, which is good.
No.
Anyways, let's the people listen.
All right. Enjoy the podcast.
See ya.
Brekkie with Josh and Maddie.
This is very exciting. Good morning, Ballarat.
Good morning.
Oh my goodness, Maddie. I feel like we've been waiting for this.
A whole week.
Yeah, exactly. A whole 7 days. This is so exciting, guys. We're so happy to be here. Early mornings this morning. How did you sleep?
I did not sleep at all.
Me neither.
I made the mistake yesterday of having a nap.
Oh, no.
Which was so stupid of me. I didn't plan on having a nap. And then because, you know, lockdown, you don't really do anything with your life. We all make these plans. We're like, I'm going to do this over lockdown. And then none of it happens.
Yeah.
So I was just sitting on the couch and found myself asleep for 2.5 hours.
That's right. It was a mistake. You have also been, you've been doing a pretty big job. You've been moving. You've been unpacking a house.
Yes.
Which is a bit, so a nap, is a nap really out of the question when you're unpacking a house?
Unpacking a house, so I didn't really do much of it over the weekend. So, I mean, I put away my clothes and I put away my bathroom stuff mainly because I needed them to live.
Yeah.
I needed clean clothes and I needed to wash my hair. That is the only reason I unpacked.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you'll be unpacked eventually.
Eventually. I still have stuff to come.
Yeah,
but yes, good morning. I am Maddie. That is Josh, in case you do not know. We have a brand new Brekkie show here on Power FM in Ballarat and we are very excited to be joining you every morning, even though today is bit of a lockdown day.
Yeah, I know.
If you're getting up for work and you're thinking you're going to have to drive to the office, it's a good chance you don't have to.
Exactly. So put us on in the kitchen or put us on in the bedroom or put it, maybe not the bedroom.
I've heard of people listening to radio shows in the shower before and I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know. You'd feel like someone else is in the shower with you.
If you're in the shower, good morning.
Oh dear. We've
good
already.
Start. Good start.
Good start. On Sunday at about midday, I think it was, Maddie, we put up a post on our Facebook page asking people, because you're new here.
Brand new.
Brand new. You grew up in Canberra. You moved to South Australia. You've been everywhere but here.
I've been everywhere, man.
Exactly. So we're wanting to get to know you. We want people to get to know you. So because you're going to be here for probably the next 12 months. Well, yes, the next 12 months.
Definitely the next 12 months.
Yeah.
Apparently I'm getting kicked out early, everyone. I just learned that this morning. But no, we're asking you guys to ask me questions because I don't want to feel like a stranger on your radio.
Yeah.
I want people to feel like they know me and know me pretty well because there's nothing worse than listening being like, oh my God, who's that girl? I don't know anything about her.
Yes.
So what better way to do that than by people asking questions that they want answered off me. Nothing is off limits.
Yep.
You will learn very quickly on this show that my life is an open book.
Is that a good thing?
Yes and no. I do have to remind myself that my grandparents listen quite often.
Okay.
But even then I'm like, Nana would be okay with that. but yeah, questions on Facebook or on our Insta story. I'll quickly answer one of them now. Someone has asked, Kenna, what made you choose radio as a career? That's a very intense question. I don't think I've actually ever been asked that.
Really? I get asked that all the time. Whenever I say to whenever someone asks me what I do, and I say I work in radio, they go, oh, really? What? Why?
Well, people, I think people have asked me, like, how I got into radio, the why.
Okay.
And that's because I don't actually even know. Like, I was a property manager for 18 months a couple of years ago, quit that job because it's, intense. And I just ended up applying for radio and kind of just grew up through the station and then progressed into brekkie and things like that. So I don't know. I think now the why is it suits my personality, doing breakfast and, like, doing radio. It's, like, looking back as a kid, I would have been like, oh, my God, yes, that's the perfect career for me. But I didn't. So I just kind of fell into radio and I'm stuck here now hoping for the best. Fake it till you make it, kids.
You're stuck with it. Is that a bad thing? Or you're stuck here with me for 12 months?
I think it's more going to be you're stuck here with me, my friend. You'll learn that very quickly.
I know. I'm going to have to. We are going good so far, Maddie, the brand new Power FM Brekkie Show.
Haven't sworn yet.
15 minutes.
It's always good.
No Fs.
No Fs. Nothing else either.
Nothing else.
I should just say, in my radio career, I've never said the F word on air.
Neither have I.
You don't need to be worried about that.
I feel like that's one of the questions when people ask you, have you ever said the F word on air? No, I haven't.
I haven't either. I've come close.
No.
I have come very close because I fell off my chair during talking once, which I'm quite clumsy, which is a whole other thing we need to talk about.
If I could choose anyone to be the ruler of the world,
yeah,
I would probably choose Jacinta Ardern.
Oh, 100%. Just how she's dealt with everything since being in prime ministership is amazing, and especially over the weekend. So obviously we're in lockdown here in Victoria at the moment, but also Auckland in New Zealand is now in lockdown because they found 3 cases linked off one worker from an airline laundry facility.
Okay.
So she does the laundry for the airlines and managed to pick up COVID from them. That just shows how transmissible this is.
Yeah.
And then obviously she's infected her close contacts with her family. So Auckland's gone to a snap 3-day lockdown, just like us, a bit of a circuit breaker, as they're calling it.
Yep.
And Jacinda announced it in a press conference, as everything happens these days with all these press conferences. But she did do something a little bit different. Straight after she was done with the press conference and got home, she did a live stream on Facebook to answer any questions people had.
Evening, everyone. A little change in circumstance today. A big change in circumstance today, as you can imagine, as a result of some of the news that we've received around some positive test results for COVID-19 in Auckland. So I'm sure everyone's seen the news, but a very quick recap.
So such a casual setting that she has now done this in. It makes you feel like she's one of the people.
Yep.
And obviously she explained what was going on for anyone that missed it in the press conference, and then she started answering questions.
Just trying to keep an eye on some of the messages coming through. Some people are asking whether or not they can leave Auckland. No, we will put border checks will be going in place.
So she also mentioned throughout it that she'd have to put up, everyone would have to put up with her trying to multitask and read questions and answer them at the same time.
Yeah.
But imagine Dan Andrews doing one of these.
I know.
Like,
he'd have his North Face on.
Yeah, he'd have his North Face on at home, but do you reckon with a beer? Yes or no?
Who knows?
That's the question. But I feel like if he did one now, he would just get roasted in the comments. Like, no one would actually ask questions. Everyone would just dive in and, get really, really angry at him.
Yeah.
But maybe if he did it, like, beginning of COVID, it might be a different story. But
I haven't seen the video for this one, but I feel like just listening to the audio, Jacinta's probably in her PJs with a glass of red and some cheese and bickies next to...
She's not this time. She's just chilling around at her house.
So
I feel like the glass of wine was probably off camera this time. but either way, great way to lead people, just being able to jump on and ask a quick question to your prime minister. Imagine us just asking ScoMo something.
I know. He'd probably answer questions in Hawaii.
No, I think he's learnt his lesson from that one.
That's a good one. Maddie, You're new here, and something quite significant is broken here in town.
Yes, a main street.
A main street.
This kind of came, I knew that this was broken because obviously you can't drive through it. We're talking about at the Ballarat train station, of course.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Like, how long has this been going on for? I thought it had just happened by the looks of things on it. Or they were doing like some maintenance or construction. Turns out that's not quite the case.
No, not at all. An accident happened there on May 30 in 2020.
So quite some time ago.
Quite a long time ago, a train came barreling through there and smashed through those gates. One of the amazing things is the CCTV footage from the night, there's three pedestrians that walk across that crossing about 50 seconds before the train comes barreling through.
You would have bought a lottery ticket that day.
Oh, my goodness. And shrapnel goes everywhere in the video. It's just crazy to see. And we thought, a couple of months.
Yeah.
Fingers, a couple of months, that'll be fixed.
A safety review.
Exactly.
Kind of work some stuff out and then it'll get all redone and it'll be good
over
to go.
And done with, yeah.
Here we are 9 months later.
Baby could have been born.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true. A baby could have been made and born within the time that it has taken to fix the train station.
Yeah, exactly.
It's still not even fixed. We don't even have a word of when it is going to be fixed or anything.
Nope.
I know that there's a bit of a petition going around at the moment.
Yeah, there's a petition up on our website at powerfmballarat.com.au if you want to sign it, be part of the movement.
Yes, but it got me thinking, though. Sometimes I get people just put things off, like procrastination station is very much happening
Literal.
At the train station.
Yeah.
What have you not fixed?
Yeah.
What have you taken ages to fix or not done? Mm-hmm. For me, in my last house, I didn't unpack boxes for like 9 months as well.
Yeah.
So I just didn't do it. I know that I've broken things and just be like, I'll fix that later. And then I just haven't done it.
Yeah. For me, it's car servicing. I remember one time, 10,000 kilometres over a service. I didn't.
Ooh. See, that one voids your warranty a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it. 533-1031. What have you avoided getting fixed or getting repaired?
What have you just been a bit lazy on, really?
Exactly. What have you got looked at and gone, I'll do it later?
Can you beat 9 months of the train station?
Can you beat 9 months of this train station crossing not being fixed? 533-1031. What have you put off fixing? Terry, how you going, Terry?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you guys?
Yeah, pretty good. How's your morning going?
Not bad. Just been doing a workout in the shed.
A workout in the shed. Well done, Terry. Well, we are asking the question, what have you put off? Terry, are you a bit of a procrastinator?
A few things I procrastinate. The missus has been on me a bit about this one.
Yeah.
I'm working in an industry where it's pretty noisy, and I've been doing it for like 20 years.
Yeah.
My hearing's going, and my doctor even said to me, you should go and get your ears checked. And I've just been put up, like, seriously, for 5 years I've not gone to get my ears.
5 years. Sorry, do I need to talk up a bit for you to hear me, Terry? Is this an all right level?
Yeah, so I was, talking to the doctor, and the missus is always yelling at me across the house, saying, will you hurry up and go and get your ears checked? And, so she's probably more annoyed about it than me, but I don't know. Maybe I could go another 5 years.
Be honest, Terry. Are you actually hearing her when she's asking you to go and get your ears checked, or can you hear her?
That's the thing. I don't know, because she just says stuff. I'm like, you never told me that.
Look,
get your ears checked.
I feel like I need to be the responsible adult in this situation and give the advice. Go get your ears checked, people.
Yeah.
It's not that hard, and you don't want to do any permanent damage.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
It's the fresh way to wake up. Power FM Brekkie with Josh and Maddie.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday morning. We're very excited to be here. The brand new Power FM Brekkie show with Josh and Maddie. 1 hour down.
Yes. We're doing all right.
So far, so good. The boss hasn't run in the door and said, stop, get out.
Can he, though? Because technically some of the bosses are working from home.
Well, you put a chair up against the door, so I don't think that's going to...
I've locked us in, everybody.
Exactly.
Day three into lockdown as well for us. How did you go over the weekend? Did you feel like it was a lockdown or not really?
I did feel like it was a lockdown. It was much easier of a lockdown than what I had to do when I came back from New South Wales, because I wasn't allowed to go out for any reason at all. With this, you can go out for exercise. I took my little puppy out for a run and a jog and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, it still sucks.
Yeah.
Still sucks, guys.
I mean, there's like a few different things. I was like, oh, I really need to get that from the shops, but it's like only the one thing. And I was like, yeah. I feel like I should put it off until I need to get a few different things.
Yeah. Big news for me, Maddie. Haven't really spoken about it. I mean, I was on the Workday Hits, didn't really have an opportunity to speak about this. There was a Facebook post that went up a couple of weeks ago now when we announced. You know how everyone does the announcement now, like everyone cares? Well, it was good to do because a lot of people said, oh, my God, I had no idea. They sent us messages. We had a lot of great stuff. I'm not giving birth, but myself and the mother of my child are expecting a baby.
I know, it's very cute.
I know.
Very cute.
You've already, this is what I'm expecting.
Oh,
yeah.
All the time.
5 a.m.
There's just baby fever in this office.
I know, I tell you what, someone's like, there must be something in the water. And I said, I hope there's not something in the water. that's really disgusting. But yeah, I am expecting a baby. I feel like I'm a young dad.
Yeah.
Young dad, what do you think?
Well, I don't know, because this is the thing, like, back home in Canberra for me, you know, people kind of get pregnant, like, later in the, like, the life cycle, I feel, like, late 20s usually. Mm-hmm. But then living in the Riverland in South Australia, which I just came from, average age of pregnancy is, like, 20.
Wow.
So that's, like, the thing to do there is everyone just gets out of school, hooks up with their, like, high school sweetheart and gets pregnant. That's just the normal. So I felt like I was almost pushing the boundary because I still haven't got a pregnant or married.
Oh, don't rush yourself. I can't say that this was...
planned.
I can't plan, but it
was
is...
Was it prevented?
Well, obviously not.
Exactly. That's what happened to my sister's best friend is, like... Not planned, but definitely not prevented either.
Exactly. But now that it's happened, we are very much excited.
Yes, because how far along? She's over 20 weeks now.
20,
isn't she?
I think she's probably, she's 22 or 3 maybe, I think now.
Yeah, so June is when the baby is due.
June, yeah.
And we will call it June?
No. No.
But here's the thing, though, because, like, with babies, so much stuff we can talk about with babies. Because I am, like, one of the cluckiest people that you will meet.
I know. The first day I met you, you're like, you're having a baby, I'll babysit.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Don't ask my boyfriend that because he... The thing is, like, when we go out with our friends now that have kids, they just instantly hand me the child. They don't even ask. Like, we'll just sit down for breakfast and one of them will come in with a two-year-old, be like, here you go.
Here.
And then they're like, oh, I should have asked you first if you wanted to hold the child. I'm like, no. You don't need to ask.
It's okay. Yeah, so that's happening in my life. 2021 has been pretty crazy. We're going to be doing something. We're going to try and organise like a baby sweep.
Yeah, we're going to wait and see because obviously I want to exploit the baby for all the radio content that it is
all
worth.
All the content that is going to be coming.
But here's like very big, exciting news for you in your world. I don't know what's happening in my world this year. I mean, I moved, I guess, but...
Who knows? There's still time.
Don't pressure him.
There's still
don't
time.
Don't pressure him to try and pop a question. He's going to be listening, being like, don't start this crap on tape.
Come on,
one,
Greg.
Guys.
Come on. Let's do this. We can get this going, guys. All you got to do is, well, you know what you got to do.
I'm pretty sure I know what I got to do, but I also know how to prevent it a bit better than you do, I think.
All right. Maddie, who's a jerk?
Not me. I'd like to hope that I'm not. No, I kind of feel like when, because you and I are still kind of getting to know each other, we're doing pretty good so far.
Yeah.
But one way that it's really good to gauge someone's personality and their mind thinking is you put them or give them a scenario and they've got to work out in their opinion who's the jerk.
Okay.
So I found a couple for you.
Okay.
This is for me to get to know you a little bit better, for Ballarat to get to know you.
Oh, no.
Alrighty. So I'm going to present a scenario to you, and I'm just going to ask you, who's the jerk?
Do you want me to thinking music?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
All right.
Alrighty. It's like, okay, we're not playing Jeopardy, but anyways.
I know, but it's too good.
All right. Bob and Linda recently started dating.
Yeah.
When Linda introduces Bob to her sister, Gail, they recognise each other from a hookup years ago. Before Bob and Linda met, though, Bob tells Gail not to say anything, but she tells her sister, Linda, anyway. Who's the jerk? Gail or Bob? Bob's like, I don't want to tell her. Gail tells her anyways. Who, like... You can either say
Gail and the other woman are sisters.
Yes, so Gail and Linda are sisters.
Oh, well, Bob's the jerk.
Bob and Gail have hooked up previously, but Bob is now with Linda.
Yeah.
Bob doesn't want to say anything,
yeah,
but Gail does.
I think Bob's, I mean, Bob's a jerk, I think. I mean, why wouldn't you want to say anything? It was years and years ago.
Yeah. I think that's a good, especially if you've just recently started dating.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you need to kind of say those things because if it comes up later on down the track,
it's going to be awkward.
It's going to be awkward.
Yeah, get that stuff out into the open as soon as possible.
Yes. Have you had any of that? Do you need to tell, have you previously slept with my boyfriend and I don't know? Do you need to tell me?
No, okay. No, I don't need it. I haven't got anything that I need to tell you right now.
Okay, good. All right, let's go to the next one.
Okay.
Mona is in a line at a drive-thru when another driver, Allison, cuts her off. When Allison rolls down her window to order, Mona honks over and over again, making it impossible for anyone to hear the order. Who's the jerk? Allison for cutting off or Mona for then honking so no one can order?
Both of them.
Both of them?
I mean, both of them are jerks. But I can see where the honker is coming from.
Yes.
I can see the anger and the rage. I can imagine. But it's like, just so frustrating when people...
I feel like the honk, though, you just got to get over it. Like, there's nothing you can do. Just, you know, flip a bird and move on with your life would be my kind of judgment in that situation.
The other thing is what was the woman's name that pulled in front?
Allison.
Allison. Did Allison do the cutoff on purpose?
I think whenever you cut someone up, you know, especially in a drive-thru line, I'm thinking like the Maccas with the two lanes.
And then someone like... And she's just like, quickly pulled in front. Yeah, that's a jerk. They're both jerks.
They're both jerks. All right, last one here.
Both jerks. Here we go.
John and his wife Anna go to Harvey Norman. Anna gets a headache in line and wants to get home. Mm-hmm. The cashier asks if John wants to sign up for a rewards program thing.
Oh, no.
John doesn't want to be rude, so he says yes. Mm-hmm. Anna snaps at him. Who's the jerk? Anna for snapping at him because he's being nice to the cashier, or John for not listening to his wife who wants to go home?
I don't know if John's being a jerk because he's just trying to be nice.
But he's being a jerk to his wife who wants to go home, who has a headache.
True.
For prolonging it.
I don't think the wife is a jerk because she has a headache. She's tired. She just wants to go home. A little snap here and there is fine.
So neither of them are jerks? Or both of them?
I think it's two good-willing people caught in a slimy situation.
In a stressful moment.
Exactly.
In a very stressful moment. We've all been there at Harvey Norman when you want to get home and you're like, I've been in this store for like 6 hours by accident.
I know. I feel like Harvey Norman's a bit like Kmart. You're just there. You just keep seeing things. You're like,
oh. That's not special. Ooh. Let's go.
Yeah. I'll use a carpet shampooer.
Yeah.
So, no. Zero jerks in that scenario.
Okay. Fair enough. I've got a good gauge on you now.
Okay. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm very sad about this next story. One of my favourite shows coming to an end.
I know. I read this on the weekend. Now, I actually haven't binge-watched this season or show or anything, but I know about it and know how much of a cult classic it is. Of course, we're talking about this show. Just 2 seconds in.
You know exactly what... first little... You know it.
Straight away. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, of course, we are talking about. Sadly, it's been announced that the next season, which will be the 8th season, will be the last of the show.
And fans are unhappy, obviously, but they're not so much unhappy about it actually ending. They're more about when it's ending.
Yes, well, I think fans have kind of been ready for it to end for some time because there was that whole changeover of networks and things like that. So I knew it was probably going to come to an end, but fans are not wanting it to end at the end of season 8. Mm. They think it should end season 9, episode 9.
Oh, my goodness. The fans are smart.
Yeah.
The fans are smart. Do you think TV execs thought of that and went, no, we don't want to go.
I don't know. I feel like I want to be in the meetings when this stuff happens.
Yeah.
I feel like one person might have like piped up and been like, oh, what about if we did this? They're like, no.
Yeah, shut up, Gary.
No.
Gary, sit down.
End of season 8. We can't write any more than season 8.
Yeah. And that's fair enough, I guess.
Yeah. Do you think that there'll be like another like spin-off show or something from Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
I mean, America has a tendency to spin off.
Isn't there already another one? Isn't there like a fire department one? Or am I making that up in my head?
I hope so. That'd be fun. A fire department one. They could do ambulance. They could do...
Oh, in America, though, the fire department is the ambulance at the same time.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they don't really have dedicated ambulance services. We're very lucky here in Australia, everybody.
We are.
You didn't know that.
I've just never known. I'd never thought that you could have two in one. But yeah, there you go. Brooklyn, very sad though. Brooklyn Nine-Nine coming to an end.
Yeah, but as I said though, people have kind of been prepared for it because we thought it was going to end a few seasons ago. All I know now is I can binge watch once it ends. Binge watch all eight seasons at once and not have to worry about waiting for a new season.
Fans always do this when a show needs to end. I feel like if they did this with like 90210, it would have been like the 90,210th episode. It wouldn't have worked as well. But I'm going to be... Enjoy the binge, though.
I will.
Enjoy catching up. It's going to be... going to be quite an experience trying to catch up to Brooklyn Nine-Nine. There was a video put up on our Facebook page, I think it was yesterday afternoon sometime, by someone, wasn't me, don't know who it was, got a video of a young man, 8-year-old.
You can say child.
Child.
I don't know why. Boy.
I'm trying to impress the listeners. I want to seem like I have a...
I can assure you saying a young man... is not the way to impress a
boy,
a listener.
A child, okay?
An 8-year-old boy.
An 8-year-old boy. An 8-year-old boy riding his scooter, having a good old time. And
scooter
then
gang.
Scooter gang. Yeah. Do you remember when you were a scooter and it would hit the ankle bit?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, this is probably a little bit more exciting than that. He actually had a bit of a run-in, literally, with a wallaby.
Now, this is great. If you haven't watched the video, go and check it out because it's so hard to explain, like, just how bizarre this video is. The fact just riding along on the scooter, then all of a sudden, kangaroo jumps out of nowhere, collides with him, kangaroo jumps off, and then it's all just fine.
I know. And it's weird because it's in the middle of Ballarat Central, and the wallaby was seen heading towards Lake Wendouree, so it's like in the middle of Ballarat.
But these days, I think the best thing about this story is that it was caught on camera.
Yes.
Because that's the day and age that we live in these days.
I
know. Imagine the kid coming home to his parents being like, oh, why are you late? I got hit by a kangaroo that was jumping across.
Go to your room.
You wouldn't get believed in that story.
Exactly.
So having the video evidence of this is great. But that's the day and age that we live in now is everything gets caught on camera.
Yeah.
Everyone's got one in their pockets.
That's right.
Ones with very good zooming and all these other different features on them if you're into that kind of stuff.
With all of this technology and all of these amazing cameras, we still always get blurry images of Bigfoot. I don't know what the deal is.
I hate to say this, but I think there's a reason for that.
No, he's out there.
But it got me thinking, what if you caught on camera?
Yeah.
So if you follow me on Instagram, you would have seen I reposted what my boyfriend posted for Valentine's Day of him scaring me.
You mean this?
Oh, God. Hang on. Wait.
I got that audio off Instagram and I thought, I'll try and use that today.
Oh, there's just going to be that, like all the time.
Yeah.
So we have scare cams in our household.
Yep.
And so obviously that always gets caught on camera. But there's got to be even better stuff than that. Can you beat a kangaroo jumping out and hitting a kid on a scooter?
That's right. 5333 1031. What have you caught on camera? We want some crazy stuff, guys. Give us a call right now. Come on.
Keith from Mount Clear, what did you catch on camera?
Well, I was taking some photos because a friend of mine wanted to do some of those modelling photos, completely legit ones. She wanted to become a bikini model.
Oh, nice.
We caught a couple in the background. Well, she didn't have the bikini on, shall we say.
Oh, okay. So you're doing some test clicks and she was doing a bit of a change in the background. Is that what happened here?
Well, she was doing the change with a male friend of hers and... doing a couple of other things too.
Okay. So as you're the photographer, what do you do with those photos then? Like,
do you call cut?
Yeah. Like, what happens? Do you just not develop them? Like, where do they go?
Well, I thought about that and I wanted to make some money out of it, but I did the right thing and deleted them. But
good.
I thought that could have made a bit of money.
It could have, but also I think that's a little bit illegal as well at the same time, Keith.
Yeah.
It's the fresh way to wake up. Power FM Brekkie with Josh and Maddie.
Good morning, Ballarat. We're back for another hour.
Yes, so welcome to day 3 of lockdown. Hopefully everyone is doing all right, you know, doing the right thing, not going out too much, only one person to the shops when you need to.
Yep.
I did not leave my house at all over the weekend.
Have you been Uber Eatsing or menu logging?
No, we were very, very lucky. Went grocery shopping Thursday.
Yeah.
Went for a sneaky Aldi trip and Woolies trip in Sebastopol and got everything we needed. Bought toilet paper because we only had one roll in our house.
Okay.
That we had stolen from a hotel.
You had a... you had a valid reason for toilet paper.
Yes, and luckily we bought it on Thursday before anyone knew that this lockdown was coming because apparently Friday everyone was back in the shops buying the toilet paper and all the other stuff. Guys.
I know. I saw lines out at DTC, photos going around. It was crazy.
I know. The shops are still open. I hope everyone's aware of this. Hopefully everything can open back up on Thursday, but we're all just waiting to see what happens.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
I love that song, by the way.
I know. It's Julie Andrews version there.
Yeah.
But basically we've been asking people to ask me questions on Facebook and Instagram. You've gotten some of them. You've got some of your own of other ones people have messaged us. Quick fire. Let's go.
Ready
to let everyone know about me. I guess, should I explain like me and where I'm from and stuff first? Because that's going to be the main question.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm a born and raised Canberran. My whole entire family lives there.
Yep.
They're all typical public servants. I am not. Then I moved to, I lived in Melbourne for 6 months straight out of school because I'm a dancer.
Yeah.
So I moved to Melbourne to dance full time, got injured, went back to Canberra, worked some stuff, got into radio, moved to the Riverland, South Australia about 18 months ago to work over there in Brekkie Radio. Lived in the birthplace of the Goonbag. I'm not even kidding. Google it. I lived in Renmark, South Australia.
Yeah, boy.
Yep. And drove past Berry Estates, which is where everyone's goon gets made these days.
Yeah.
So, real classy
stuff. Pretty historic town.
It really is. There's the big orange there. And now I am here. So that's probably the basics that people need to know. I have a boyfriend. He's referred to as Greeks.
Yeah.
His actual name is Nathan, but I don't call him that. I just never have thought to call him that.
Yeah.
And then I have a puppy. Her name is Molly. It's her birthday next week. She turns one. She's a little cavoodle. I'm sure you'll hear lots about Molly on the show. But that's the basics of what people should know about me. So let's dive into some more in-depth questions, shall we?
So Mel on Facebook has asked, so what are you hoping to bring to the show? And do you have any special talents?
Define special. Like I
something,
can still,
something like, that I'd go, oh, wow.
I can still do the splits.
Oh.
If that's impressive to people.
Is that like going out of style? Is that like dying out a bit?
I think it is. It's not as impressive. I can spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, if that's a special skill.
Yeah, I reckon.
What am I going to bring to the show? Well, hopefully some laughs, hopefully make you think about stuff. I'm a really big advocate for talking about mental health.
Yes.
As well. Good. So we'll probably have a few of those chats that are a little bit more serious, but a lot of fun. Just a fun, lighthearted way to wake up in the morning. Like we're in the middle of lockdown at the moment. I'm just trying not to remind anyone of that, really.
Yeah, okay. Someone else has sent a question. What song makes you dance?
Oh, every song, but this one in particular.
It's a good one.
This is my second favourite song of all time.
Why are we playing your second favourite song?
Because my first favourite song isn't like a dance floor anthem.
Okay.
So
What is it?
Oh, Sweet Disposition by The Temper Trap.
Oh, okay. It's a little slower.
Yeah, not a dance floor song.
Yeah, okay. That's fair enough.
Got some more questions?
Another question. What's the phone app that you use the most?
Probably Instagram. Or I'm a sucker for this game on my phone called Fishdom.
Fishdom?
Fishdom. I don't know where I downloaded it, but I play it probably about 6 hours a day.
Oh, my goodness.
Like a lot.
Fishdom.
It's like a Candy Crush game.
Right, okay.
Yes.
This next one is, I think I know the answer to this one. How do you take your coffee?
I don't.
She doesn't, everyone.
I don't drink. And people find this very amazing because I wake up so early in the morning.
Yeah.
Not by choice. Well, yeah, not really by choice. I'm kind of forced for my job.
Yeah.
But I don't drink coffee. I don't like the taste. I don't like what it does to me. Me on caffeine, I've had a Red Bull like once and you don't want to see it.
A vodka Red Bull?
Yes. That actually, the first time Griggs and I met was at a nightclub.
Oh, yeah.
And he gave me a Jaeger bomb.
Oh.
And alcohol and I don't mix very well. This is why you need to drink responsibly.
Yeah.
And me and caffeine don't mix very well. So I was just on another level that night. So, yeah, no caffeine for me. The most I will ever do was like a sip of a Red Bull and that'll get me through about 6 hours.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's pretty energy efficient. What is... This one's a weird one. I don't know why we've got this one. What's your favourite sleeping position?
Oh, I'm a toss and turner.
Same.
Like, I can't sleep still, and it's really annoying.
Yeah.
But probably I'm on, like, the side cuddling a pillow with one leg, like, up near my face, if that makes sense.
That sounds very uncomfortable.
It's comfy for me.
Because it replicates you in the womb?
I think so. No, but like one leg is still down.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. last one here, I think. What's your most prized possession and why?
Can I say my dog?
Yeah.
Like, she cost a bit of money.
Yeah.
She's my prized possession. She knows how to boop noses. Not many dogs know how to, like, you can go up to her, you hold her, and you say boop, and she'll boop your nose with her nose, and it's pretty cute.
That's so cute.
I know. I want to teach her, I've like tried to teach Molly different tricks.
Yeah.
I want to teach her how to do the trick called burrito, which basically you give them a blanket, they put it in their mouth, and then
they
roll.
Wrap up.
They roll themselves in it. Because just imagine someone coming over to your house and they're like,
burrito.
Oh, your dog's so cute. You're like, watch this. Hand them the blanket, be like, burrito. And then just rolls himself up. Like, how cool would that be?
That would be so cute. I mean, we're all in lockdown. We all know we're in lockdown at the moment, guys. Unfortunately.
Yes, the news on Friday. Ballarat didn't really go into a proper full-on tier 4 lockdown, though, last year, did it?
I think it did.
At what, like beginning of COVID, but not in the second wave thing, because that was mainly Melbourne, because they put the Ring of Steel. But
yeah.
This time they didn't have time to set that up.
No, that's right. So,
I've been in a proper tier 4 lockdown before in South Australia for a whole 3 days because a guy lied.
I know, that was a...
So I've gotten to my record now.
A big scandal.
Yep,
5 days.
Tomorrow I'll get to my record of 4 days in lockdown.
Yeah, you've gone from 3 days to a 5 day lockdown. Quick thinking from Commerce Ballarat. They've set up Ballarat's Big Binge, which is going from the 12th to the 17th. A great opportunity for you to forget about your waistline, and our venues around Ballarat, our food takeaway venues are... open wide, a lot of them for takeaway.
Mm-hmm.
They're ready to go. Is there anywhere in Ballarat that you have seen that you would want to try?
There's a bakery nearby that I want to try, like 1816 Bakery.
Oh.
I found they like popped up on Instagram. I was like, oh my God, I need to go there.
It's so good. The bread. The bread, like I would just eat a loaf of their bread.
Here's the thing during lockdown though, and just COVID in general, where like go back to 2019, if you said to someone, oh, I'm going to eat out, get takeaway from this place for lunch, then this place for dinner, everyone would think that like, oh, you're a bit of a...
I know, lazy.
Bit too fat.
Exactly.
Pull it back a little bit. These days, you're considered a hero if you do
exactly.
that. And I'm all for it. Like
exactly.
being a hero. Oh my God, look at all this food that I'm eating and buying from different places. I saw a lot of people helping out over Valentine's Day yesterday.
Yeah.
Because obviously a lot of places had, especially florists, had put together all these bouquets and bought heaps of flour. Mm. Flour? Flowers.
Flour?
Well, places bought flour to make cookies and things like that. And obviously they couldn't use it. So a lot of people were supporting all the local businesses, which is amazing. But we've got to keep that support going into the week. So the Ballarat Big Binge is happening.
Yeah, that's right. Breakfast, lunch and dinner.
And snacks. And dessert.
And midnight. Well, whoever's open midnight, whoever's open throughout the night, could you get your Uber Eats if you want a midnight snack as well. Ballarat, you guys have showed incredible support throughout the first lockdown for Ballarat businesses. We want to try and keep that going for the next 5 days, okay? So make sure you're supporting Ballarat's Big Binge. Big thanks to Commerce
we
Ballarat
won't
for
judge.
Getting... I will not judge. I'll be there with you.
Yes. We'll be a hunt. Like, we got takeaway on Friday.
Yeah.
Nothing's stopping me from today.
No.
I mean, my bank account is stopping me a tiny little bit, but that's fine. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's for a good cause.
My pants are stopping me because I'm getting a little bit...
Have you noticed I'm wearing, like, a maternity jumpsuit today for this particular reason?
Oh, yeah. So am I. I'm wearing maternity wear.
You're borrowing Eden's pants, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. YouTube has played a big part in my life.
Yes.
Possibly your life as well.
It has indeed. And on this day in 2005 is when it launched.
That is a big deal because I feel like YouTube's been around not that long. Like I can remember the early videos on YouTube.
Mm.
And it's crazy. It's been around that long.
It has. But I thought we could celebrate YouTube launching today by having a bit of a game that I've put together for you. I've called it the YouTube Views game.
Okay.
So what I've done is gotten some iconic YouTube videos from over the past 16 years. Is that right? 2005 to 2021. Is that 16? I'm so bad with maths, by the way. I should probably point that out pretty early on.
Yep.
And you're going to have to tell me which has more views.
Okay.
So we're going to start with the Charlie video. So obviously this one.
Charlie bit me. Ow!
We all remember that video.
Classic.
Bit my finger.
Yeah.
And that's up against Charlie the Unicorn.
Hey, Charlie, wake up. Yeah, Charlie.
Which of those two has more views on YouTube?
Oh, I love the Charlie. Charlie.
Can I go to Candy Mountain?
Come to Candy Mountain, Charlie.
Which has more views? Charlie Bit My Finger or Charlie the Unicorn?
I'm going to say Charlie Bit My Finger because everyone loves cute kids.
Yes. That is correct. Everyone loves cute kids. And that is correct.
Yes.
879 million views.
879 million views.
Yes. Charlie the Unicorn has 36 million.
Oh, I thought surely that would have hit a billion by now. Anyway, let's move on.
Number two, James Corden Carpool Karaoke is pretty popular video. So we've got Adele.
Yep.
It's so secret that the both of us.
We all remember this one.
Yeah.
V, Billie Eilish Carpool.
I'm a bad guy.
I've seen both of these.
Which has more views, Adele or Billie Eilish in Carpool Karaoke?
I feel like Adele's got like 25 million.
I can tell you right now it's got more than 25 million.
I need something to help me out.
Come on, quick answer. We've got a few to get here through.
Okay, I reckon Billie Eilish.
Oh. Billie Eilish, 68 million. Adele, wow. 231 million.
Whoa.
All right, we're going to move down to iconic songs on YouTube. So, obviously, this one.
Open Gangnam Style.
Made famous from YouTube, of course.
Yeah.
Gangnam Style by Psy. Does that have more views than this one? Another song made famous by YouTube, Baby Shark. Which has more views, Gangnam Style or Baby Shark?
I think Baby Shark has got more views. It hasn't been around as long, but those kids, when they like a song, they play it over and over and over again. I'm going to say Baby Shark.
That is correct.
Yes.
Gangnam Style, 3.9 billion. Baby Shark, 7.8 billion.
That is insane.
Yes. All right, last ones. We're going to go with the remixes of popular YouTube videos that came out, starting with this one.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Classic.
Love this one. Ain't nobody. V, the Bed Intruder remix. Which has more views? Both very popular remixes.
I'm literally seeing the videos in my head.
Yeah.
I reckon it's got to be...
This one's tricky. I got it wrong originally.
I reckon they've both got hundreds of millions of views, I reckon.
One has over 100 million, the other one doesn't.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
I reckon it Ain't Nobody's got more views.
Incorrect. Ain't Nobody has 67 million. The Bed Intruder remix, 149 million.
Is the Bed Intruder one catchier?
I don't know. I think Ain't Nobody got time for it.
Had your kids, had your wife.
I mean, they're both great remixes, but that one has more views.
Yeah, well.
Happy birthday, YouTube.
What's hot and what's not?
Thanks to the Western Hotel.
I'll go first.
Yeah, you go ahead.
So it's going to be a little bit different. I'm going to present a topic, a headline, and then we're going to decide between the two of us if it's hot or not. You ready to go?
Yeah.
So first up this morning, the government not telling us when the vaccine actually lands. Hot or not?
Okay. Do you want me to do the countdown?
Let's do the countdown.
I'm doing the countdown right now.
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
Hot.
I'm for it because obviously there's a few anti-vaxxers and stuff out there.
Uh-huh.
Don't get me started on them. but obviously this is going to be the most prized possession in the country.
Yeah.
Everyone wants the vaccine and then other people don't want to, like, they don't want it. They want to destroy it. So not telling us when it comes is good. So it annoys me how, like, in all the news feeds and stuff like that, the opposition's going, why aren't they telling everyone when it's coming and all this other stuff? They're protecting it.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. All right. Okay. All right. Here we go. We're going to do my story right now. Okay. The Bachelor. Okay. We all got a bit sick of The Bachelor a little while ago.
Mm.
but they have announced that there is going to be a new Bachelor, and it's not going to be anyone we've ever seen before. It's going to be, quote, a normal guy.
Okay.
I don't know what normal guy means. I think it means non-celebrity.
Yeah.
So is this one, is that hot or not? Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Hot.
Not.
What?
No, I kind of like how The Bachelor turned into finding celebs to go with normal people. My favourite season of Bachelor
normal people.
Is Honey Badgers.
That was a good season, even though no
and
one
Sophie
was
Muggs
satisfied.
As well.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, we'll do one more.
Okay.
One more.
Okay.
Maths returning next week.
3, 2, 1.
Hot.
Hot.
Oh, my God, I watched the reunion.
Well, scoop on this season, I kind of know one of the guys on it. My best friend in Canberra, who I used to work with, is his boss.
Can we get an exclusive?
I can get an exclusive interview with his boss. Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. Exclusive interview with a MAFS cast member's boss.
Next week.
There's a lot of stuff going on. Valentine's Day was yesterday.
Yes, it was. And for a lot of people, I don't want to say it got ruined by COVID and the whole lockdown thing, but it was obviously a lot different than what anyone had planned.
Yeah.
We're hearing some great stories about some of the petrol stations selling flowers for local florists around in Ballarat, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But I thought maybe I could get people feeling a little bit better about their Valentine's Days being destroyed in Ballarat by presenting some Valentine's fails.
Okay.
So... there's always a story out there that's worse than yours. Yeah. Maybe you had to have Valentine's Day dinner in the backyard.
Yeah.
But, you know, everyone gets
what's
a little...
What's wrong with that? I don't think there's
gets any. A little bit inventive.
Yeah.
So feel for this girl, Hannah. She peed herself on her Valentine's Day date.
Oh.
She was 16 as well. She wishes she was joking.
Was it her first date? Or was it just a date?
It was just a date for Valentine's Day, and she didn't really give much context to it. She's just like, I peed myself.
So, okay, so the guy could have been so funny.
I'm hoping that's what happened.
That she just went, oh, my goodness, I can't hold it.
Yeah, I don't know. this one, not so good.
Mm.
Darren went over to his girlfriend's house to surprise her for Valentine's Day.
No, Daz.
There was another guy there.
Oh.
So much for that romantic gesture.
That is devastating.
Not only do you find out that your girlfriend is cheating, but on Valentine's Day as well.
I know.
This one is quite funny. This girl, Sally, she tripped down the stairs at the movies. Her shoe flew off and hit him in the face. I'm just picturing
a heel?
I think it was a heel.
Oh, no.
Oh, just imagine the story. I really hope they get married and they can tell that at their wedding. Be like, oh, so what was like one of your first dates on Valentine's Day? Oh, yeah, my shoe fell off and hit in the face.
Yeah, a heel, a 6-inch heel to the face.
Yes. This one, I feel sorry for her.
Yeah.
Taylor. Most embarrassing Valentine's date ever.
Oh, no.
Was waiting for him at the restaurant, saw him walk in, see me, turn around and leave. Yeah. So I think us having Valentine's Day stuck at home is a little bit better than the guy coming in, seeing you and going, well, no, I'm out of here.
I'd rather be lonely.
Yep.
It's Josh and Maddie on Ballarat, Power 103.1.